This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that everyone actually wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. From USDA-certified very tender filet mignons and perfectly aged ribeyes, to juicy burgers and gourmet sides and desserts that make every meal unforgettable, Omaha Steaks brings steakhouse quality flavor straight to your doorstep. Whether you're gifting family across the country or filling your own freezer, every box arrives perfectly packaged and guaranteed to impress. Because nothing says I love you most like a gift of Omaha Steaks. Skip the malls and the guessing. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. That's omahasteaks.com to save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, this deal won't last. Omaha Steaks, delivering joy since 1917. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's a little breezy, and actually I hit record accidentally, so I'm just gonna talk. It's breezy, it's late. As I record right now, it's Thanksgiving, and I've been enjoying my family all morning, and I didn't know if I was gonna record a podcast today or just upload a previous episode, and I decided just now, go outside right now. It's nice and mild. Don't tell her I told you, but Olive fell asleep on the couch. We've been watching the Macy's Day Parade. We had eggnog for breakfast. We had pumpkin pie for breakfast. And I'm thankful. We have a friend who's gonna come over and visit and bring some buffalo chicken dip, which is very exciting for everyone. Maybe not for Finn, but you know, Finn likes a Tostito. So Finn has actually been eating Tostitos this morning, having his fancy breakfast as well. So I'm really thankful for this podcast. I'm thankful for you listening, no matter when or where or who you are. I'm thankful. The sun is shining on my face. I'm thankful for that. I can hear the wind chime. I'm thankful for that. I can hear the wind blow through the leaves. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for my family and for my friends and for the people who I've already spoken with and connected to this holiday morning. No matter what day it is that you're listening to this, is there something you can be thankful for without forcing it? Sometimes I try to force myself, right, to go on those rants of appreciation. And if you're not feeling it, it's really just a waste of time, I think. I think if you're feeling something else, then you're supposed to be feeling that. Don't have to force the rants of appreciation to try to climb out of a bad place. But when you find yourself thankful, appreciating, I'm just going for a stroll, by the way, if you're wondering what I'll, if you can hear different noises in my slipper shoes on the street. I I think we can strike a healthy balance. Yes, an attitude of gratitude. And yes, feeling our feelings and acknowledging the waves of emotion. All the emotions, right? The happy, the sad, the excited, the frustrated. I've talked about being emotionally flexible. And Finn has really helped me. Being a mom in general, yes, Olive has helped me so much. And then in comes Finn with a different parenting. I'm sorry, no, with a different teaching style. He's parenting me. I'm reparenting myself as I parent these kids. And so Finn has taught me to identify. Practice identifying your emotions. How are you feeling? And I like to think all those feelings are available inside of me and they become activated. Whether I've activated them with my imagination or something that's in the physical world right in front of me that I'm observing with my senses. Anger can get activated, sadness activated, grief activated. And parenting especially can help activate lots of different emotions in the same day, sometimes in an hour, it seems like, right? And so I view that as helping me become emotionally flexible. Flexible. I can be sad, I can be happy, I can cry, I can laugh, I can scream. I can let the tears come when they come, I can let the giggles come when they come. So yes, I'm thankful. And I like that attitude of gratitude. And also, I recognize when other emotions are active. I can invite them for tea and be with them and understand them. And know that they'll go and come back again, perhaps. Hey, I told you earlier, today is Thanksgiving. Yesterday was the very first dance-giving. I showed up a bit early to the library. There are 4 banquet tables available in there. I folded all the other tables and took all the chairs and put them to the perimeter. I took the 4 banquet tables and turned them into 1 big long table. My friend dropped off the napkins with leaves on them. And there are these holes in the tables with these plugs in them. So I made 2, 4, 6, 8 little piles of napkins to cover up those holes and make the table look festive. And then I put out inspirational quotes and things that I have cut out, little collages and such, all over the table. I put some chips and salsa out, and some seeded crackers, crackers made of seeds, a couple things of pretzels that are like wrapped individually in little servings, so that way if someone likes to have food that other people haven't really touched, there's something there. And also some blueberry biscuits that were gifted to us. Those are also individually wrapped. So things like that. And also makes that easy for people to bring that home. I set up the DIY poetry, all the words and markers and glue stick and paper. And I... 1 or 2 poems were made that I saw, at least. One was given to me, and then another was made and left, I think. I don't know, I love that I'm losing track, that it's becoming... It's It's a thing, right? I love it, the DIY poetry station. It's so great, and it's so simple. You don't need to go out and buy a magnetic poetry set. You can just cut words out of a magazine, a newspaper, whatever you can cut words out of. Write the words. Put them in whatever order you want. Tack them down on a piece of scrap paper. And boom, you're a poet. I brought a little basket and also some a bag with tissue paper just as gift wrap. So if someone doesn't have gift wrap this season and they want to give a gift, well, they've got something to put it in now. I brought a couple mini Jesuses to put on the table. And some things around the house that are, they're ready to be gifted. These unopened, a tube of glow stick bracelets. A heart-shaped sparkler candle for a special occasion. Or honestly, I told my friend, I was like, have a piece of pizza later and stick it in and light it up. Light up the sparkler heart for yourself. Come on, right? I brought also some, I forget what it's called, but it's for transferring with the sun. Like you could make a design on something using the sun and special kind of activator. And I think someone took that home, which tickles me. I brought some unopened like body products, like face cream and stuff like that, that won't get used here, but could be enjoyed by a dancer or maybe given as a gift. I made a wreath for my bestie the other day, and then I made another one. Hers was orange, then I made another out of lemon peels. So my lemon peel wreath went on the table and was immediately spoken for, which tickled me. I'm so glad I know. I'm glad it's going to where it's going to. I'm glad it left with who it left with, and I love that. I love it. So speaking, so that person who took the wreath from the table brought pumpkin bread for everyone to the table, and there happened to be a little bit left over, and I may have had that as a breakfast appetizer. That may have been first breakfast this morning, some pumpkin bread left over from dance giving. So thanks for the glorious pumpkin bread. Everyone that had it enjoyed it at dance giving at the library and in this house as well. What else came through the door? Oh, so special. So a gal decided to get fancy and brought some sparkling grape juice, and she brought one pastry, well, a package of bite-sized pastries. And they're quite simple, probably popular, might not mean anything to the average bear, but to me, it was a mom wink. You know, some people call serendipitous moments. Give me the word. It's not coming, the word. That's quite all right. It's quite all right. It'll come to me. Anyway, those moments, those God winks. And so for me, it was a mom wink. My mom died ages ago, and these pastries that my friend brought to dance giving were her favorite little pastries to buy at the supermarket. She would go and buy these little pastries. And when she first started buying them, I'm thinking like, why are we spending money on these? Like, there's nothing special about these. Come on, like, I don't know, give me a cream horn or something. That was my mentality back then. But of course I tasted my mom's tasty treats and like, dang, they're actually pretty good. Pretty solid, pretty awesome. I kind of love them actually. And so I grew to love these pastries, and I haven't bought them. Honestly, I don't think I bought them since my mom died in 2008. So it's been almost 20 years since I bought them, had them, and in comes my friend. And she didn't know it, but she knows it now. So I'm so happy these tears are coming. On Thanksgiving, too. On Dancegiving, on Thanksgiving. I'm thankful. So here's the grief, right? People say it's love with nowhere to go. So it's just coming out of my eyes. So I'm thankful for the love that allows me to grieve. I wouldn't grieve like this if I didn't love my mom and if she didn't love me. And if that connection wasn't so deep, I wouldn't feel the grief so deeply. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. So the person who helped pop off this beautiful gift, the gift of grief, through pastry. I actually brought her a little something last night. I had colored her a page and I put it on some more colorful paper to just give her as many colors as I could, because that's just how we are. So that felt nice to give a gift yesterday. And honestly, it felt great to watch people come in and put their gifts on the table and take gifts from the table. It was so fun. The gal who came in the other week, I think I told you, she was the one who came in, and it was different that there were just a couple of us there. Usually we fill that space up, and two of us can fill the space up just fine. But, a gal popped in and said, "Oh, I've wanted to come here and check this out, and I'm not going to stay today." But it was just nice that we had time. We always have time, but it was set up perfectly to be able to gab with this woman, and we gave her a quick little twerking tutorial, and then she's the one that mentioned hula hoops and left, and then our friend who came in for the 5:30 class walked in with hula hoops, like, accidentally. She's like, "I don't know. I walked in with them, and I just went with it." So the gal who said hula hoops, the gal that came for the quick twerking tutorial, the gal who said she'd like to come back and this might be just what she needs, came to Dance Giving, and she brought truffles, and there were other things. People came, my friend brought cotton candy. Oh my gosh. And it was really good tasting. I love good cotton candy. Okay. I really do. And it's not something I buy for myself, but typically haven't had it right in a while. And honestly, some of the stuff that Olive comes home with, it's not the best. It's just not the best cotton candy. So I don't bother with it. Anyway, this cotton candy was very good. I had a little pinch as I was dancing around the table. And so the gal who brought it, when she's like, "Does anybody want to take this?" And I was like, "Me." I cut her right off and piped right up, like, me in the front row, please. I love this cotton candy. And when I got it home and told Will about it and offered some to Olive, and she offered some to Finn, and hey, word on the street is he ate some. I missed it. And she tried to recreate the moment for me, but Finn tasted candy for the first time, it seems. So that's super fun. Anyway, I noticed it's pink lemonade flavor, and it doesn't necessarily give that lemon vibe when you eat it, but hey, whatever. It's a really good, really yummy cotton candy. Very thankful for that. Thank you, friend. It was great to have a newbie show up, and she brought in a couple younger folks, I think about 2 and 3 year olds, which was super fun and got me right on the floor, of course. I'm glad that they were eye level with the table, so they were able to get some snacks and some illegal treats and stuff like that. I don't think they were allowed to have cotton candy, and I'm pretty sure somebody gave somebody cotton candy. Anyway, whatever. At least they, you know what? They partied, okay? The 2-year-old, the 3-year-old, they partied, okay? I saw pretzel sticks. I saw other things happening. And I got down on their level and rolled around on the floor and got silly and wacky and tried to make them feel warm and comfortable, and I think it worked out just fine. I think Dancemas. Wow. Well, that's the next holiday. I was going to say, I think Dancegiving was fabulous. The first annual Dancegiving was great. And I look forward to next year. And I also look forward to Dancemas, right? Coming soon in about a month, we'll be dancing around another table. More Christmas-themed Dancemas. So, look forward to that. Stay tuned for more information. Put it on your calendar. We'll see you at the Little Libby Memorial Library in Old Orchard Beach for Dancemas. But for now, it's Thanksgiving and I'm going to go back inside. And I'm thankful for you. I'll say it again. I know I came out pretty much to say it. So I'll say it again. Thanks. Thanks for listening. I love you. And you're doing a good job. And it's tough to be human. And I hope that a part of you knows that you chose this, that you wanted to go on this ride. And I think part of you knows that you're supposed to enjoy the ride. Yes, maybe become more flexible and be on the outer banks of your comfort zone. But yes, know that everything is always working out. And the best is yet to be. And when it comes down to it, death is totally safe. Let's just take it all the way to the end, okay? We're all walking each other home. And death, I hear, feels like taking off a real tight shoe. So let's enjoy our shoes while we've got them. And let's walk each other home. And yes, there are going to be ups and downs and adventures and lots of emotions, waves of emotions as we live our lives walking home. All kinds of things can happen, right? We can get lost. We can lose people. We can gain people. Go fast, go slow, get stuck in one space. But you're safe. You're nature. You can't get it wrong. The job of everyone else is taken. You are you, and you'll always be you. I'm facing the sun. There's a light inside. Sometimes the light outside can help me connect with the light inside. So find a light, whether it's a flashlight, whether it's inside, outside, a sparkle, a spark. Find light. Connect with it. Recognize it. Give it a home. Maybe that is our home. My hands on my chest right now, my heart. I'm going to unclench my butt and let my belly hang. But I'm still growing nice and tall with my head and my hips. They're floating up, up, up. But my belly is hanging. My butt is unclenched. And there's lots of space in my lower spine. My butt's underneath me, not behind me, right? I'm not a dog with a tail behind me like that. My tail's underneath me. It's growing roots. And I'm breathing. My knees are unlocked. My butt is unlocked. Space in my lower back. My hips are floating up. My head is floating up as my shoulders sink down. The back of my neck is long and relaxed. And all the muscles around my eyes are soft. My jaw is relaxed. And I'm breathing how only I breathe. And I can feel how it feels good. And how it makes more space with every breath. I'm gonna put my hand on my belly now. Circles around my belly button. Gentle pressure. Clockwise around my belly button. Lots of space in my spine. And it feels good. Okie doke. I'm going back in. I love you. I love you. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.